Hello, amazing, sexy midlife female physicians. Welcome to midlife. It's not a crisis. It's not an emergency. It's not a death sentence. It's freedom. It's liberation. It's awakening. It's fun. Your 20s, totally overrated. 30s, grueling hard. But your 40s, 50s, 60s, that is where the magic's at. I'm your host, Sokol Palaban, MD, aka Dr. Sokol. I refuse to live the second half of my life on a rinse and repeat cycle. I'm not going to follow the same shitty rules I had to suck up in the first half of my life. So I invite you to come along for the ride. This is a podcast exclusively for midlife female physicians where you get to set your own rules and have fun doing it. I'll show you how to ditch your socialized identity and reconnect back to your awesome, authentic, badass self. You'll learn to dictate what you do for your time and your energy. You'll make decisions from your power, not your guilt and your shame. And most importantly, you'll learn to say no, lots of no, 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 no. So come along, let's play. Hello, soul sisters. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. Let's see what's going on before I start this episode. So our New Year is over. Yesterday was Sis de Bedar, which is the 13th day after our New Year, Eid Nowruz. And usually what we do for Sis de Bedar is everybody leaves their house, like goes outside of their home and spends the day with the family outdoors, which is basically in the park. So it was actually a beautiful day in Houston. It was not sunny, which was great because it gets super hot when it's sunny. It was cloudy with wind. And shout out to one of my really good friends that baked us. My sister and I have the same birthday, so she baked us a cake and surprised us and brought it to the park. So thank you, Sankita, so much. So thoughtful of you. And we actually, aside from the birthday cake gift, the other thing that was really surprising for me and that really touched me was that my kids came. And so my sister, our friends and the kids in our family are now all teenagers, right? Because they're older. And so they actually sat around and played with physical cards instead of being on their phone at the park, which was, it blew my mind. It was like, I took like 10 pictures from them because I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. These are actually Gen Zs that are doing something other than being on their mobile devices. So there's a bunch of card games that we used to play as kids. And I don't know if they played that. I think they played BS, but Hokum is the big one that they played. But anyways, it was great just to see them like making eye contact and playing and having conversations rather than just staring at a screen. So that totally made my day. Okay, so what I want to talk about today is something that I have been struggling with and that I thought I was the only one struggling with this, which we often do until I went to WIP, which is the Women in Pediatric Conference. And I saw other people struggling with it. And it was a really big surprise to me. And I don't know if I've discussed it on this group on this podcast. I don't think I have. And when I say this, you are going to be like, what? This makes no sense. I know what I'm saying does not make sense. I know what I believe about myself does not make sense to you in your eye. But for me, I'm just being honest where it comes from. I've always thought of myself as a not kind person. Okay. And what is so odd is that when I tell people, I don't think I'm kind, I don't think I'm nice, they look shocked. They're like, wait, what are you talking about? That makes no sense. Why would you say that you're not kind? And so I have this deep-rooted belief that not that I'm like, well, yeah, sometimes I totally, yeah, I think the deep-rooted belief, if you go really deep, is that I'm a bitch, right? But let's just make it a little bit like PC and say, I'm not kind. So I compare myself to people. I'm like, oh, this person is so thoughtful and this person is so kind and I'm not like that. So I must be mean. I must not be a nice person. Okay. And again, for people that know me, well, some people might agree. But for a lot of people, they're like, wait, what are you talking about? This doesn't make sense. And the thoughts that come up for me, right, are like, you're not kind. You are mean. You're not nurturing. You don't care about others. You're not warm and comforting. You're not fuzzy and cuddly and touchy and feely. You're not soft-spoken. And as I'm telling you, I'm just telling you my thoughts. I'm being very honest, transparent. And as I'm telling you my thoughts, which I've carried these thoughts forever and ever. Right now, as I'm telling you these thoughts, as I often do to myself when I'm not verbalizing it out loud, I feel an intense shame in my body. And that's what I want to talk to y'all about. Okay. So I went to the Women's and Pediatrics Conference, and this theme kept coming up for me. Dr. Parasu and I had held some small group workshops, and in two of the workshops, very successful, kind-hearted, like, y'all, pediatricians are nice. Like, everybody can agree that if you're a pediatrician, you didn't go in it for the money. You went in it for a deeper purpose of kids and loving kids and taking care of kids and communities, right? So overall, we're like kind people, if you want to label us, right? So I met two other pediatricians in this small group that came out, and they're like seasoned, successful female pediatricians running their business, doing wonderful. They're profitable. They're basically badass bosses that told me that they feel like they're not kind. And one pediatrician's dream was to actually be kind because she didn't want to be mean anymore. And I was like flabbergasted, right? Like, I can think that about myself, I think, right? But when you start labeling other people, I think it's a lot harder. And especially one of the pediatricians was a solo pediatrician that serves the underserved marginalized community. And she has a lot of teens that are suffering from trauma and abuse and are in foster care. And so when she came out and she's like, well, I'm not kind, I was like, wait, what? Where is that coming from? Like, you willingly chose to work with a population that most people run away from, right? So where is this I'm not kind, I'm mean is coming from, right? So this is what I wanted to delve into because of my own experience and my own thoughts of like, I'm not kind. And then I went to this conference and I saw other like badass women pediatricians that are entrepreneurs telling themselves that they're not kind. So I was like, okay, there has to be, this is not just me. There has to be, why are badass pediatricians telling themselves that they're not kind and they're mean, right? Why are they not accepting themselves for who they are? Why are they criticizing themselves and judging themselves? So let's define kindness. Okay. So kindness, I think if you Google it, I don't know where, I think I did Google on this one. It says the quality of being friendly, generous, considerate, compassionate, showing empathy, and understanding in order to make a positive impact on the well-being of others. Okay? So friendly, generous, considerate, compassionate, empathy, and understanding so you can make a positive impact on other people. So let's take this particular pediatrician that was taking care of the marginalized youth, the ones that were in foster care, and let's define her actions, right, by this definition of kindness. She was totally making a positive impact on the well-being of others, right? A lot of these kids get what is it, lost in the cracks. A lot of these kids, their socioeconomical status puts them at a more challenging visit. So you have to look at the child as a whole, right? Physical, mental, emotional, psychological kind of. And it takes a little bit more time, right? These kids aren't like, I have an ear pain, here's some antibiotics for your infection, go on. There's a lot more that comes with them. So this pediatrician was willingly choosing to take care of this population, that they're higher risk at mental health disorders and also making them more susceptible for chronic diseases like, I don't know, heart disease, depression, obesity, substance abuse, learning differences, those kind of things. And as I said, the socioeconomical status makes it more challenging for them to adhere to their appointments and make medication adherences. So what kind of pediatrician would willingly choose to serve this patient population? Would it be a mean, selfish, self-centered, unkind person? Or would it be a considerate, compassionate, generous, friendly, empathetic, understanding, heart-driven that wants to make an impact on these kids' life? And probably on their community. Okay? It's probably the latter, right? Someone that's self-centered and selfish will never choose to willingly go into medicine and serve kids, serve the underserved kids, serve the underserved marginalized kids, serve the underserved marginalized kids that are at high risk, that have high ACE scores or have a lot of trauma, correct? So then why was this pediatrician labeling herself as unkind and mean? Because this is exactly the opposite of who she is. Why couldn't she see herself as the compassionate, caring, empathetic, kind, supportive, friendly physician, friendly human being, friendly mother, friendly daughter that she was? She was getting everything on the outside was great. She was getting great reviews about her patient. The patients kept coming back to her. She didn't have high turnover. Patients were referring other patients and family members and friends to her. Her business was growing and expanding. So if you look at all the evidence on the outside, things were working great. So why was this continued narrative playing in her mind that she was not kind? It's fascinating. And the answer is simple, because society defines kindness as conformity. And let me break that down to you and tell you what that means. To be kind is to conform to the patriarchal world. It's simple as that. And what does that mean? It means to be kind is to always say, yes, ma'am, or yes, sir, I can do that. I will do that. No problem. To be kind is to always follow the leader and never be the leader. To be kind is to hide behind your ideas and never share your desires. To be kind is to detach from your true self and pretend you're someone else. To be kind is to be silent, never dare to voice your own opinion. To be kind is to dim your own light to please others. To be kind is to stay quiet and live in silence. To be kind is to be perfect and never be dismissive. To be kind is to play it safe and never take a risk. To be kind is to put others ahead of yourself. To be kind is to be the status quo rather than the exception. To be kind is to abide by society's perception of what a woman stands for, which is people-pleasing, perfectionist, quiet, rule-following, boundaryless. So kindness in our society becomes conformity. Now, let me break this down and give you a personal example. me. I always use myself as a personal example. As I said earlier, I also have this narrative, deep-rooted belief in my brain, which comes up as thoughts that I am not kind and I am mean and, of course, I am bossy. And I, like the pediatrician I talked about earlier in the episode, have willingly chosen to be a pediatrician and serve in an underserved community. I intentionally opened up the practice with my sister, also a pediatrician, in an underserved Hispanic area. And it was for various reasons. Number one, there was a huge need, not lots of kids, not many pediatricians. Number two, I love, love, love the Hispanic culture. It's super similar to the Persian culture where we value family as number one. Number three, they are very appreciative, respectful, and thankful. They're not entitled and elitist. Now, I'm making a lot of generalizations, right? But that's just kind of the way I feel. And number four, many of my patients are immigrants, as I was. So I feel a soul-to-soul, like deeper connection with them. And I want to help them to make a bigger impact, right? So all of those things point to being kind, being heart-centered, making an impact, being compassionate, right? So it's all clear now that my deep-rooted belief of I'm not kind, I'm mean, came from my resistance to conform. This was pretty clear for me. I was always the defiant kid, right? And I was kind of proud of it. Like I thought I was a badass, right? So it was, I didn't have a problem with it when I was a kid, when I was in middle school, when I was in high school. As I became older, I think, and I kept hearing society's messages of how you're supposed to be as a woman in this society, that is when the shame started creeping up. As a kid, I only said yes to things I wanted. I didn't give much attention to being liked, so it was pretty easy for me to set boundaries in certain parts of my life. In other parts, it was difficult. I'm a human being, right? I never followed the crowd. I always paved my own path. I had and still have a bazillion ideas, and I'm always working on projects to manifest those ideas. I don't hide my ideas back in the closet. I've always been loud and opinionated, and I interject myself into conversations. I don't hold myself back. I take risks, and I'm a bit impulsive, which is not good always. And thank God I have a great partner, my husband, that kind of balances me out because he's very practical and pragmatic and realistic. I am the definition of an exception. As a wife, I don't like to cook. I don't like to clean. I don't like to be a homemaker. I don't like the vacuum. I don't like to do any of the domesticated stuff. So yes, by society's definition, I am unkind and I am mean, but I no longer shame myself for who I am. I no longer allow society to define who I can be as a woman and who I want to be as a woman. Because my unconformity, is that a word? My unconformity? I don't know if that's a word. Because my unconformity, loud, opinionated, risky, imperfect, firm boundary setting, full of idea self, allowed me to create the life I have now, including making a significant impact in the lives of so many children and families that I serve through my clinic. Just like the pediatrician at WIP that's serving the marginalized youth, but beating herself up for not being kind and labeling herself as mean, I too held the same toxic beliefs and feelings about myself. But I no longer do. And you know why? Because without boundaries, without risk, without ideas, without a voice, sometimes that voice gets to be loud. Without defiance, I would have never been able to build a successful pediatric clinic that went against all odds. And in building that clinic, the impact has stressed far beyond our clinic walls. We're seeing our graduating teens choosing medicine as career, whether it's medical assistant, nursing, physician. We're seeing our graduating teens come back as responsible and caring parents. And those are just some of the few examples of the impact that we've made in our clinic. So how do I define kindness? Okay, let me go back to the definition of how society defines kindness. Definition of kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, considerate, compassionate, showing empathy and understanding in order to make a positive impact on the well-being of others. That's how society defines kindness. How do I define kindness? I define kindness by the quality of being friendly to your crazy ideas and dreams, considerate of your deep burning desires, compassionate to your badass self, empathetic towards your wants, and understanding your limitless reach in order to make a positive impact on your own well-being and in turn, through a ripple effect, make a positive impact on the well-being of others, whether that's your family, your community, or even the world. So, to those badass female physicians, pediatricians, or any other woman physician that are labeled as mean and unkind and bitchy by society, here's what I want to tell you. Keep saying no. Keep drawing boundaries. Keep leading. Keep showing up. Keep being your badass self. Keep being opinionated. Keep shining your light. Keep being defiant. Keep taking risks and keep being the exception. Because through that exception and not conformity, you will not only change yourself and evolve as a human soul, but you will see the ripple effects that you will have and the impact that you will have on your community. That is all I have for y'all. So this episode really resonated with you. And I hope you take my words to heart. And I really hope that you continue to follow your dreams, you continue to hold space for your desires, you continue to believe in yourself, you continue to step out of your comfort zone, you continue to surround with people that truly believe in you and that truly will hold a safe space for you to continue. I said continue so many times. And if you haven't continued, then that you start. Some people haven't started. That you start or continue to just believe in yourself and be yourself no matter what this patriarchal society tells us of how we should show up and who we should be and how we should dress and how we should talk and how we should stride. Gosh, that was like that. I needed to say that. This was such a great episode for me. You know what I do? When I do these episodes, I get so much value out of my own episodes. And this is one of the episodes that I really needed to hear. I had all the thoughts and I had made the connections, but I really needed to hear myself saying it out loud. So thank you for listening. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for the people that have been with me This is my third, I think it's my third year, I think second or third year doing this podcast. Thank you. And I hope my words have made a difference in your life. And if you know a woman, they don't have to be a physician. If you know a woman that's working hard to put their dreams and they're negatively getting these messages from society where they are doubting themselves and doubting the fact of what their purpose is and how they're impacting the world, and they're sabotaging themselves, judging themselves, criticizing themselves and saying that they're not kind and they're mean and that they're selfish and they're all that negative stuff, please share this episode with them because it will mean the world to them as it meant the world to me, for me to say it out loud and have it out there into the universe. So thank you so much. Three ways that you can work with me. You can work with me one-on-one, drsogol.com. If you're a badass woman and people are shaming you, society's shaming you, so you're playing small and you have a lot of negative self-talk and you want help, I can help you with that. I have been there. I'm still on that path. Another way to work with me, number two, is with Dr. Paris Du and I in our Soul Hour, which is Sundays at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's a membership, $150 a month. You can cancel anytime. Bring your badass self to our Soul Hour and we will hold that space and we will let you know how amazing and wonderful and compassionate and generous and supportive and kind and empathetic that you are. And number three is if you are a badass female entrepreneur that has your own business and is getting a lot of, you're in, number one, if you're in burnout and you want to burn it all down and you have built a successful business and you can no longer continue because of all the negative self-talk that you're having. Number two, if you are tired of employment and want to step into a new business, we can help you with that. Or number three, if you are satisfied with your job, but you just want to step into something that is your own because you've always had that voice within you that says, I want to build something on my own. So you want to create business for yourself. Then join our Soulpreneur group. It is closed right now. It will open up in probably the summer or maybe in the fall. We don't know the exact dates, but if you sign up on our wait list, which I'll put all these links into the show notes, then you get $500 off the package, the cost of the package. Thank you. Love you guys. Have an amazing week and I'll see you next week. Want to learn to live authentically and make your own rules? First, subscribe and listen to this weekly podcast. Second, set up a consult with me at drsogol.com, drsogol.com. Stop wasting your time on others and start doing things for yourself. Who cares if they call you selfish? Would you rather be selfish and happy or selfless and miserable? It's your choice.